state Republican lawmakers have advanced legislation to bring a vote on Medicaid expansion, an update on a new civil rights center in Oklahoma City, and a leadership change is coming for the organization funding public health projects. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, April 7th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Oklahoma Republican lawmakers are working to reverse a 2020 vote to expand Medicaid in the state's constitution. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos reports on their two-prong effort to remove the language and shrink Sooner Care in the state.
In 2020, Oklahoma voters passed Medicaid expansion, adding more people to Sooner Care. Republican lawmakers are advancing proposed constitutional changes to reverse the vote, House Bill 4440 and House Joint Resolution 1067. Both state questions would give lawmakers the ability to adjust or reverse Oklahoma's expanded Medicaid eligibility. Senate Pro Tem Lonnie Paxton says the language in Oklahoma's Constitution is restrictive to lawmakers and could negate the coverage of other Medicaid recipients.
This is, gives us the flexibility to require something like work requirements for people that are eligible, to try to limit the participation in the program to only those who really need it.
Paxton says the bills would allow lawmakers to better manage Medicaid costs in light of new federal mandates. Democrats say it's a ploy to reverse the will of the people. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Both measures passed the Senate Rules Committee along party lines. Construction is set to begin this summer on the Clara Looper Civil Rights Center in Oklahoma City. The center will be built just south of Oklahoma City's historic Freedom Center building at North Martin Luther King Avenue and Northeast 24th Street. Oklahoma City Council approved the final plans today. The facility includes exhibitions that tell the story of Oklahoma's civil rights history, along with classrooms and an event hall for youth activities, public programs, and community gatherings. The city's MAPS 4 is funding the $17 million project. The center is scheduled to open in 2027. The former president of the Oklahoma Game Fowl Commission has filed to run for a seat in the state House of Representatives. Anna Pope reports he has pleaded no contest to criminal charges related to cockfighting.
Anthony DeVore, the former leader of the Oklahoma Game Fowl Commission, pleaded no contest to being a spectator of a cockfight in late March in McIntosh County. His group advocated lowering penalties for cockfighting, saying it wanted to defend members' rights to raise roosters. He took a six-month deferred sentence and was fined $100, to the dismay of animal welfare advocates. Despite initially pleading not guilty, DeVore's attorney, Billy Coyle, says his client did not want to keep the case going as he is running for a seat in the State House of Representatives.
In other words, whoever he's running again wanted to make it about, this guy's a felon, even though it was only a misdemeanor, and he's got an active case open, and so I think Anthony wanted to put it behind him.
In late September, Coyle says DeVore will be able to have the case expunged. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
The executive director of Oklahoma's Tobacco Settlement Endowment Trust is expected to leave the agency later this month. Sierra Pfeiffer reports the shift in leadership comes as lawmakers push for the trust to change its course.
Julie Bisbee has been the executive director of TSET since 2019, leading the trust as it funds public health projects. The trust was created by voters who chose to invest the money from a lawsuit against tobacco companies and then use the earnings to fund state health initiatives. But the trust is facing increased pressure from lawmakers who want to instead use money to fund college scholarships and other education efforts. Measures at the state capitol aim to change the trust and redefine its spending. But news outlet Oklahoma Voice reports Bisbee says she voluntarily submitted her resignation. She says she's accomplished her goals at the agency. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
TSET's board of directors say its chief of staff, Lance Thomas, will serve as interim director of the trust while they search for a permanent replacement. Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.